I'm John Batson with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, August 16th, 2021. Infamy. Watching that retreat from Kabul, from gangsters, from the Taliban, and watching people trying to climb onto ramps to get onto aircraft. Almost reminiscent of my youth, watching the same in Saigon those last hours when they quit the U.S. Embassy, and the North Vietnamese tanks were at the gates of the city. Reminds me always of that image. However, 2 years later, Jeff, I report to you that the Taliban has not in any fashion changed its way. Brutal, sadistic, murderous, and you'd have to say providing refuge to gangsters just like them. ISIS is mentioned, Al-Qaeda is mentioned, the Pakistan Taliban are mentioned. But across the border in Pakistan, they're now going for new elections. And there's reason to believe that Pakistan is no more stable now than it was 2 years ago. So I'm not looking to blame. I'm looking to remember, Jeff. What do we remember now about what went wrong in Afghanistan so that we can avoid it again?
Thanks, John. I think the important things to remember are two decisions. There was a decision to withdraw from our support for Afghanistan after 20-plus years of trying to accomplish that mission. That was one decision. And then the second decision was how that withdrawal was going to actually be conducted. So I think one can say that after 20 years, we hadn't got it right. We had done the best we could. So the idea of withdrawing might well be appropriate. But you can still be critical of how that was conducted. Questions of operationally, of closing down Bagram early, focusing on the Kabul International Airport, I think are worthy of review. Clearly as well is the what I would call the intelligence failure. Because don't forget, Ashraf Ghani, president of Afghanistan, is in Washington in late June of that year, meeting with Joe Biden some 6 weeks before he would try to escape to Dubai, ostensibly with boxes of money, assuring Biden that even with the withdrawal, that the Afghans would be able to hold on for a period of time. And our intelligence agencies, best I can tell from talking with them, what's been opened up publicly, supporting that analysis, all that being obviously very, very wrong. So assumptions about intelligence being wrong, contributing to this particular disaster. But I think more fundamentally, we need to step back and look at it more broadly and ask ourselves the following question. What was the mission in Afghanistan? Initially, it was taking down Al-Qaeda after the attack of September 2001. And the Taliban were not directly involved in that, except for harboring, of course, Osama bin Laden. But quickly, our mission became one of going after Al-Qaeda to now bringing democracy and a market economy to Afghanistan as a mission. And then our mission became freeing women of wearing burqas and giving women education. And then our mission became counter-narcotics. And this goes across several presidents, not only Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden at the end, but certainly George W. Bush at the very beginning. So what was the mission? And it kept changing throughout. And then finally, and I agree with you, John, and you and I are the same age and recall the helicopters off the roof of the U.S. Embassy. We have to ask ourselves the fundamental question that we think in the future and learn lessons from the past. And one, I think, has to be, we can't win a war for someone else. We can help them win their war, but they've got to want to win it. And the graft and corruption that was pervasive in the Afghan government that we helped create and in the Afghan military, I think, undermined the morale and the cohesion of the Afghan army, while at the same time, the Taliban, who many would argue in their ranks, was fighting for their religion and fighting to free their country from foreign occupiers, were sadly a more cohesive element than their Afghan army opponents.
Just 30 seconds, Jeff. Pakistan does not look stable. You know a deal about it. Is it stable? Is the army ready to assert control if it goes awry?
I think the army has asserted the control with the arrest and now imprisonment of Imran Khan. But Pakistan is a very challenged place. It's had some amazing ecological disasters over the last few months. It's at the brink of an economic disaster, only receiving a small loan from the International Monetary Fund. And now this possibility of political dynamics based on Khan being arrested. Any country with 160 nuclear weapons like Pakistan, which looks very unstable, is something we need to pay close attention to.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.